This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
We'll have Stephen Bassett joining us in a moment with some interesting information about what may be hope for disclosure. In the meantime, last week we had Rona Anderson, and it's interesting, of course, she's somebody who supposedly talks for earthbound spirits. And to show you the kind of reaction people give us, we are often criticized, Randall and I, for having too many shows about UFOs, and certainly this episode will be another one. But sometimes we bring up a different show, last week, of course, Ghosts, and they say, why are you doing Ghosts again? So it's called You Can't Win.
Well, some people really do like the ghost stories, actually, and I happen to be one of them. And one of the things that I really liked about Rona is that she was open-minded to different sorts of ideas. And when we asked her about the correlation between hauntings and UFO experiences, she was yet another one that says that there is indeed a correlation, or it seems to be that there is a correlation. And so maybe what's happening with UFOs is going much deeper than just, you know, blips on the radar.
Let me bring in Stephen Bassett for this. He may not want to talk about it. In all your born days of looking into UFOs, do you ever see any correlations with ghost sightings?
In my days of looking into extraterrestrial-related phenomena, no. Though I remember the old sightings show, which was a pretty good show. I remember watching that in the 90s, and it was great. It moved very fast. And they called it sightings. And as a result, it included a lot of ET stuff, UFO stuff, and also ghosts. That way they were able to double the content and made it easier to put those shows together. So you'd watch some UFO stuff, and then they'd do some ghost stuff. And it was cool. It was all right. It was a well-done show. I liked it. But the only thing I say when I'm asked this question that I think is relevant as far as me is this, that there have been hundreds of thousands of reports of contactees. We have a substantial archive of evidence, a lot of which correlates, some of which is on the edge, understandably, but there's some consistent reports. And one of the things that correlates is that the ETs can pass through walls. They can pass you through a wall, which is pretty cool when you think about it. I'd like to patent that technology.
Ooh, I like that. I can just think here in a situation we have the coronavirus. You know, if we could be put in a state where we can just pass through walls, maybe we can be put into a state where we can't infect anybody.
Sure. That'll get you a Nobel. So it caught my mind. Look, if we're talking hundreds and hundreds of years ago, go back as far as you want to go, and you are a person of another century with perhaps not the knowledge base we have now and all of our wonderful knowledge and science, and a creature, grayish looking, not too large, passes through your wall. Boy, that looks like a ghost to me. And so I have always speculated whether a lot of the ghost lore is connected to ET visitation, where this entity is literally moving through solid objects, which would give someone a clear impression. That's about as far as I go with that. Beyond that, I leave it to the ghost hunters.
Speaking of Rona Anderson, there was an interesting exchange you had with her, Randall, where we had two things going on. One, she was in a basement, I think, dealing with earthbound spirits, and then some strange messages were found on a mobile phone. And I guess she was looking at a correlation, and you were trying to explain to her about analog and digital, I think. And I don't think she understood the connection.
Right. Yeah, people that are into hauntings and ghosts, they're looking at it from a spiritual perspective. They're not thinking of it in terms of, well, maybe this is actually some kind of technology. Like, Stephen, when you're saying moving through walls, definitely. But if you've also add in things like levitation, cloaking, mental communication, strange lights, and the fact that a number of people who have had haunting experiences have also had UFO experiences, and some of them also claim to be abductees. So, you know, I think that there definitely is a connection here that should be explored. But the people on the ghost hunting side of things, they're often convinced that what they're dealing with are the departed, spirits of former loved ones. Now, if that's the case, how is it that something like children that had inhabited a house in the 1800s can in any way send a digital signal to a cell phone?
Now, it is possible with digital gear to do silly things or funky things. A cell phone can be hacked. I've seen situations where I've received phone mail, voicemail, and I never got that on my iPhone. iPhone has something called visual voicemail, where you see the listing of the messages and it does a translation of the message. And I've seen situations where if you dial the physical number with AT&T to retrieve your voicemail, it brings up messages that never made it to the phone, as opposed to vice versa. But then I would think, again, that what we're saying here is that ghosts are analog and hacking of your digital device is digital. And never the twain shall meet. Is that what we're saying?
No matter how you look at it, if you're going to get a message on your cell phone, you're going to have to know binary code. And you're going to have to know how to get it into the phone. So how many spirit entities are going to have access to some sort of digital technology that can transmit a signal somehow in binary code into a cell phone? This to me indicates that we're not just dealing with normal people, because normal people can't do that at all without a cell phone. And I don't think that cell phones go with people after they die. So we're dealing with here technology. There is no question about it. If it's true that cell phones are receiving, you know, spirit messages from the departed, if that's what we're looking at in some mysterious way. Now, I recently discovered another way that cell phones can be tricked, and that's if you have both a landline and a cell phone. If you call your cell phone from your landline, it will look like it's you calling your cell phone. And so I was wondering how that could be done, and there's one easy way that that could be done.
Well, they do have situations where you can set it up to ring your landline or vice versa. I have three landlines. Relics from the past. But instead of actually using them anymore, one I ported to Google Voice, which is free, and it forwards the call to my cell phone, but also has a phone valet, you know, call from, and somebody gives a name, and I have a certain degree of control over business phone calls. I then have two other lines. One's a fax line, but because people don't use faxes anymore, except for a few people, rather than have a fax machine and set up a real line, I have it forward to an electronic fax service for $4 a month to show you how cheap we can be. And the third one is the original landline number I got when I moved to Arizona back 27 years ago. I pay another $5 to have that forwarded through a company called VoIPO, VoIPO.com, and it's a free ad. They're good service. So basically, for the grand total of $10-$15 a month, I have three extra phone lines.
Under $20 a month, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is getting a little bit
besides
out there, but at least it is connecting in with UFOs a bit. So just to remind our listeners about Stephen Bassett and who you are, I'd like to hear you just give us a quick overview of what Paradigm Research Group is and what you mean by the truth embargo.
And before we do that, we've got just a few seconds before we move to our next segment. I will tell you this, that Stephen will also be staying with us for the After the Paracast podcast. So whatever we cannot discuss here, and there are a lot of things to discuss, we will have him there. And that's part of our Paracast Plus subscription package. If you want to know more about that, go to theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus, and we'll give you all the information. So we have Stephen Bassett, Paradigm Research Group, and Randall has asked him to tell us something about his background before we bring things up to date with Gene and Randall. You're in
the Paracast.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on this special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, R-O-C-K-O-I-D-S.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After 1 day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
For those who have not heard you before on the Paracast, you were on a year ago and then some years before that, Stephen. Again, in response to Randall's question, give us the background, please.
Sure, but first let me say that, look, if you want me to be on the After the Podcast podcast, I'm happy to do that as well. No problem.
We're always glad to have you on, because one thing people, whether they agree with you or not, I've learned from talking to you and not always agreeing with you, that you're basically a pretty nice guy. Go ahead, please. You see, I'm buttering him up because he is.
There's no upside in being an a-hole, let's face it. No upside at all. Look, I formed a Paradigm Research Group in 1996 as a political activist to engage the issue. I decided that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to be a political activist. There were many possibilities, environmental, whatever. But I've always had an interest in this subject. I saw a possibility here, and so I volunteered to work for John Mack up in Cambridge, which was gave me a nice introduction, very exciting time, 4 months there. Met John Mack and saw some of the work they were doing. But then I went to Washington in July of 96, moved in, set up an office, and registered as a lobbyist, knowing that that would attract a lot of attention from the Washington Post, which it did, resulting in a front page, very large front page article in the business section. And I was off to the races. I didn't know much, but I had my foot in, and I had access to materials. From the beginning, it was political activism. Now, I call it Paradigm Research Group because what I did was register as a lobbyist pro bono for a number of research organizations. It was obviously, how can they turn me down, right? It's free. So that was kind of cool, and so that's why I called it Paradigm Research Group. From the absolute beginning, the activism was about disclosure. It wasn't just some general thing, I think I'll be active in this area. No, no. I knew what was needed, and that had come to me while I was up in Boston, that this issue is not a science problem, hasn't been for some time, it is a political problem. And the reason we don't know the truth is not because enough evidence hasn't been acquired, but because the government simply will not acknowledge the truth and wants to not allow the trial, I guess you could say, to proceed to a jury. So it's a political problem, got to be solved. So one of the things that came to me next was, look, this is a pretty important issue. And so there are a lot of issues out there, and there's various political aspects to them, connections and so forth. Why can't the ET issue have all of that as well? So if there's lobbyists for just about every issue under the sun, why can't the ET issue have a lobbyist? So I registered. There are PACs for everything under the sun, so why can't the ET issue have a PAC? So I created one, XPAC. There are conferences on all matters of politics. Why can't there be one on exopolitics? And so I set some of those up in Washington, I think six of them. And all of this was in service to the disclosure process. Every great political activist movement had to have what is called the prize. There is a wonderful documentary called Eye on the Prize, which is three parts, about the civil rights movement. And what was the prize? The prize was the Civil Rights Act. That's what they were shooting for. It was very clear, very distinct. And until they got that, that activist movement had not succeeded. And this is true on any movement you want to pick. Right? There's always got to be a prize. If there isn't, then people don't exactly know why they want to help you, why they want to care, why they want to pay attention. So what was the prize in the activism associated with ET issue? Ending the truth embargo. When I got involved, one of the things I also knew and understood was that, and this is true of all activist movements, language is very important. When you first engage, or as a problem develops, it's always a problem with authority, with the government. The government's doing something you don't want it to do. The southern states wanted to have slaves. Some people didn't want them to have slaves. And so forth and so forth. And so right away, there's a language associated with that issue. The language of colonialism, the language of slavery, the language of the suppression of women. And that language is built up over time to service that situation, that status. So an activist, one of the things that activists has to do is change the language in favor of the process of reaching the prize. And so this is one of my contributions. It's not obvious. I mean, it doesn't matter that much. But so first of all, UFO I've been working on forever. UFO has got to go. It's an acronym that serves the truth embargo. It was created by the government, essentially, and it was then used by the government as the principal hook upon which to hang everybody on who dared to touch that subject. And the ridicule was already built into the phrase. Therefore, the moment you say UFO, bada bing, you pick up all the ridicule. So, extraterrestrial related phenomena. Unfortunately, there is no other way. So you could call that ERP, right? ERP. UFO really is easier to work with. It's got a nice ring to it. You can add L-O-G-Y on the end, ufology, whoop-de-doo, but it's not good, and it doesn't help. Now, I'm not criticizing anybody that uses it in their work or in their conferences. I'm simply saying that trying to get away from that is part of the language change, which ultimately is happening right now with UAP, unidentified aerial phenomena or unexplained aerial phenomena. UAP and UFO mean exactly the same thing. But UAP does not have decades of ridicule and baggage associated with it, and therefore it's better for the disclosure process. Then the other thing I confronted, which was the language at the time, was cover-up, UFO cover-up. Now, that was bad on two points. First of all, it's about UFOs. It's not about UFOs. It's about extraterrestrials. And secondly, cover-up means the government's doing something illegal. You do not cover up something legal. So by using the phrase UFO cover-up, you are implying that the government is committing illegal acts which they're covering up. That's not the case. The fundamental policy was legal from the get-go. It was all national security-based and probably justified. So it's not really a cover-up. Now, another reason that matters is that you usually rarely succeed in any kind of major activist movement without help from the authorities that you're confronting. People within the government, within state governments, within federal governments, whatever, who actually favor what you're doing. They may not have the power to simply give you the prize, but they're on your side. And so using the word cover-up basically says the whole thing's illegal and everybody in the government even touches it is a criminal. So criminalizing the people that you may like to have you on your side, that doesn't make sense. And so UFO cover-up becomes the truth embargo. And I take full credit for that. That's mine. I've got a trademark. I get a nickel every time anybody uses it. Now, disclosure is really important, and the origin there is not clear. Stephen Greer and I were using it about the same time, and I don't know who used it first. Does it matter? Could easily have been him. The point is that it emerged back in the mid-90s to late 90s. If sooner, I'd be happy to know that. Disclosure, of course, is critical. It is the prize. But it is a special word. It's the capital D disclosure. It is not regular disclosure. That's standard revealing process going on all the time, been going on forever. It'll continue to go on. No big deal.
We have a big deal right now, Stephen, and we'll be back in a moment. And we'll continue with the background and the search for disclosure. More to come with Gene and Randall. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Florida has set yet another record in daily confirmed coronavirus cases. Officials report more than 9,500, which tops the previous day total by more than 600. Politico reporter Mark Caputo is in Coral Gables.
The state has had a kind of a patchwork approach to fighting coronavirus. The governor, Ron DeSantis, has, in a similar way that the president has deferred to locals, has himself deferred to locals. So, for instance, in Miami-Dade County, where I'm in, we've always been under an earlier and stricter lockdown relative to the rest of the state.
Florida is now banning alcohol consumption in bars because health officials blame the new outbreak on young adults that are flocking to establishments that opened 3 weeks ago. Texas has also seen a spike in coronavirus cases, leading to restrictions on businesses once again. This is USA Radio News. More federal problems with virus restrictions. A federal judge is blocking New York City and state from enforcing some of its coronavirus restrictions. Details now from USA Radio's Kenneth Burns.
The judge blocked New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio and New York Governor Andrew Cuomo from enforcing limits they issued restricting the size of outdoor religious gatherings. The judge ruled de Blasio and Cuomo can't encourage people to take to the streets to protest racial inequality while restricting outdoor religious gatherings. The judge said the mayor and governor gave preferential treatment to thousands of protesters marching in close quarters in the streets violating social distancing rules while aggressively enforcing limitations on religious gatherings. The suit was brought by Catholic priests from upstate and Orthodox Jewish leaders in the city. They accused the governor and the mayor of an abuse of power and shuttering houses of worship while supporting mass protests. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
This is Jerome Clark, author of the UFO Encyclopedia and other books. You're listening to the Paracast.
Stephen Bassett, Paradigm Research Group, talking about the quest for disclosure and the background of the group, what they're seeking. Go ahead, please, sir.
Well, just to continue, I'm almost done. Disclosure was critical. That word, with a capital D, has come, and it's a lot of effort has gone into this, believe me. This is not something, you don't change language easily. You don't create new words simply by tossing them out. It is in fact, the act of confirmation by government. It's the head of state, and that's the only one that can do this. It's not some member of Congress or member of the Politburo or some colonel in the Soviet Army. It is head of state, president, the prime minister, confirming to the citizens that the extraterrestrial presence is real. That's all it is. Nothing more. Anything else, any other information, that's post-disclosure. The event is simply that confirmation. And so the word disclosure, it really wasn't connected to the withholding of this information per se. It doesn't have any ridicule attached to it. It was the name of a movie with Demi Moore. So it started off nice and fresh. And now it is, in fact, being used throughout media and throughout the world. And again, it is with a capital D, and it is the prize. So there's another a very important aspect of language there. And there's some other things here and there. Whenever possible, if you can make the language not only more accurate about what you're trying to achieve, but also replace the language which has held things back, this is one of the roles that the activist has to pursue.
Well, of course, originally we called them flying saucers, and certainly that was a source of laughter. Ah, flying saucers, isn't this fun?
Mm-hmm,
so,
yeah.
And then UFOs, I think, because they've been used for so many years, has taken on that veneer because it's being used by people both serious and not so serious, people who are honest and not so honest. So UAP in that sense, probably at this point, I know Randall probably would rather go back to UFOs, but I think using a different term, well, let's give it a try and let's hope that works. I wanted to bring things right up to you. I'm sitting here on an article from Politico.
Mm-hmm.
Senators want the public to see government's UFO reports.
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking about the Senate Intelligence Committee. We're talking about Senator Marco Rubio.
Mm-hmm.
And whether you're conservative or liberal, and I have problems with a few things, more than a few things that little Marco might have to say. But let's talk about this because this is, forgetting his political bent, this is interesting news. What should we know about it?
All right, I'll respond. Now, remember, I'm going to respond in a larger context. It's very difficult for anyone who's not constantly paying attention to this manifest phenomena, multi-tiered phenomena, to sort of have a context for it. So they see something happening. Okay, fine. What does that mean? So let me give you the context on this. This is what I think is going on. And this is a significant development in what I think is going on. The To the Stars Academy, I believe, was supposed to launch after Hillary Clinton won the election. She didn't win. They couldn't decide what to do, but it took them 11 months. They finally decided to launch anyway and hope for the best. So on October of 2017, they launch. They go to the New York Times. They provide major stories to the New York Times. New York Times puts them both on the front page. And thus comes PTSA, Bigelow, ATIP, and, of course, the pilot sightings and the gun camera footage, which are all over the world now. Been seen millions and millions of times. This is all huge. But the political realities in America were not favorable for movement here. Two reasons. One, there was so much chaos politically and so much deep partisanship that the minds were not exactly open to taking new paths. Worse, the Congress is completely locked up, and getting a hearing on anything would be difficult, and a hearing on the ET issue, which we haven't had since 1968, was going to be impossible. And so in spite of those extraordinary stories, they just sort of got subsumed into the background. And I think the TTSA realized that. And so they slowed down. They did stuff. They were doing stuff, putting up a television show and History Channel and so forth. But major moves, no. Now, they were doing stuff behind the scenes, however, as we continued through 2018, 2019, and, of course, into 2020. Late 2018, I believe. I don't know. They don't say. They started going up on the Hill, which is, of course, where they wanted to go all along, but they held off. The lead there was, of course, Christopher Mellon. That's a given, given his background with the intelligence committees and his entire career. And they started briefing people on the Hill about the pilot sightings, the Nimitz case, and perhaps other things. But the pilots apparently were primary. How many briefings? I don't know. Recently, Tom DeLonge alluded to many. Fine. And that's very possible. They had enough time to do 100 or 200 if they wanted to. A few members of Congress have admitted they've had these briefings. And one, Mark Walker, a Republican, actually did something. Upon getting that briefing, he got fired up, fired off a letter to the Secretary of Navy about, hey, what's going on with this Nimitz stuff? And the Secretary gave him a kind of bland response, and he sent another letter sort of reacting to that. And then absolutely stopped, meaning somebody took Mark aside and said, Mark, you need to stop that. Is that because they thought they were going to get hearings right away? No chance. No way. But they were seeding the Congress. They were laying the groundwork for eventually having hearings when we could have hearings. And so that work will eventually be known. We will learn more about what happened there. And Mellon is going to get a huge amount of credit for this. He's going to be the point guy on the connection to the Hill. It really came down, eventually it comes down to this, as we get into 2020. Until the presidential situation was resolved, there absolutely could not be hearings on this subject. And the proper way to disclosure is through congressional hearings. I think everybody in the military intelligence complex that cares about this issue would almost certainly agree with that. Having the president just suddenly wake up one day and go, boy, I think I'm going to I think I'm going to say there's ETs here. I'm not even going to call the DOD on this. I'll just say it because it's cool. See what happens. No. That would be a huge mistake and would go poorly. The way it should happen is that real hearings again begin. We got tons of witnesses. We got tons of researchers. We could have hearings for months. There are at least a dozen committees, well, maybe not that many, maybe about 7 or 8 committees that would appropriately hear some of these witnesses. And then this information starts coming out in, under oath in front of millions of people watching. In other words, the hearing that I – what would be happening was what I tried to show Washington when I held the citizen hearing on disclosure. Here's what a real hearing could be like. Here are the kind of people that would show up. Look how cool it is. Look how sane it is. 6 former members of Congress are answering very cool, asking very cool questions. That was the whole point of the citizen hearing. But that's not a real hearing. And so that's the way it should be. And I'm sure that these former DIA, DOD, CIA, Lockheed Martin men, there's one woman, Gilpin, probably almost certainly feel the same way. We've got to get there through hearings. But we cannot have hearings until the presidential issue is resolved. Okay, so time, months go by. The issue never goes completely out of sight, though the overall coverage has dropped way off. Because, you know, I have a huge media link page on coverage, mainstream coverage, so I can literally watch the flow. I think I've got 12,000 articles linked now. But what has happened recently is that the presidential situation is starting to clarify. And by that, I mean that the likelihood that the current president will be reelected is falling down fast. It's coming down very fast. And more people, particularly those inside, who have a better perspective on what polls mean and what's going on, have already figured out in their mind that there will be a new president in January. Now, let's say that's true.
Before we move into the politics, we have another segment to start in a moment. We're going to take a quick break, take a quick deep breath. And yes, folks, we do have to get into politics if you're talking about disclosure. We've got more to come with Stephen Bassett. Gene and Randall, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got, like, I guess 60 or so different items. And entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast Jumbo Tote Bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. You go to store.theparacast.com, stop by, and take a shopping tour.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
I'm here with Scott Yuseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Joshua P. Warren, author of The Poor Man's Paranormal, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Before we get started with this, let me point out here, it doesn't matter at this point whether you're a liberal or whether you're a conservative.
Sure.
We do have a political situation. We have real polls, and we don't have to say one way or the other, well, this poll is to be believed or not. I think whether or not there's a new person in the White House come January 20th, after that, when the situation settles down, there would be room for these hearings. But before we go back to that, Stephen Bassett,
yeah,
let's go back through history, back to the 60s. They had hearings on UFOs then.
Right.
We had NICAP, which was Major Keogh's lobbying group, lobbying for hearings. We had Congressman Gerald Ford before he, of course, became the vice president and the president. They had hearings. They had the Condon Commission. That didn't work out so well. It gave an excuse for the Air Force to get out of the UFO business with Project Blue Book. So the question here is, looking at the lesson of history, how is it done right this time, Stephen Bassett, so we don't end up with that, regardless of who is president?
Sure, of course. Well, again, you can't separate the two at this point. The last hearing was 52 years ago, so we're talking ancient history. The Condon Report, NICAP, all of that, all was taking place during the Cold War itself. And the truth embargo was locked solid during the Cold War, impenetrable, literally. Things just didn't happen. Well, a lot of years have gone by. Now it's 2020. Whole new ballgame. So to continue what I was saying, and let me be clear, I'm saying what I believe is going to happen. I'm not proselytizing for it to happen. I'm simply saying what I believe is going to happen. If you don't like it, that's fine. Okay. So to figure it out, I think, is going to be a new president. And unless something happens between now and then, and it could, you're talking about a 77-year-old man. We'll assume it's going to be Biden. Oh, by the way, I think the consensus is growing very quickly that the Senate is going to shift as well. So the Democrats are going to control the entire Congress and the U.S. Okay. So the Republicans, of course, are seeing all of this. They're following it very closely. They know what's going down. They know what to expect. They're not going to be surprised by any of this. Okay. And so here is where it gets interesting. The Republican Party's history with the extraterrestrial issue is almost not measurable. It's almost nothing. Zero. Nada. Nichevo. Bubkus. Nine. Reagan did mention extraterrestrials in a couple of presentations about wouldn't we all get together and go kumbaya if we were under an alien attack. He mentioned he had a sighting once. Okay, fine. Nixon apparently gave a viewing, took Jackie Gleason to see some bodies to impress him. Fine.
Now, a point of order here, the viewing of the bodies is highly disputed, but let's just leave it intact for the sake of argument and go on, please.
Oh, and Gerald Ford. Gerald Ford, now this is way back now, back in the 60s, was key to getting one of those hearings because of the Michigan sightings, and he was an honest man. He thought it was appropriate for him to respond. That is the full extent of the Republican political response of the entire GOP to this issue. In other words, they're shut out. They're not in the game. So now as we approach this next election or the next administration, some of the young Turks are probably thinking, this could go badly for us. And so here's what I think they ought to be thinking. If I were advising them privately, this is what I would tell them. If Joe Biden becomes president, you have to understand Biden has a connection directly back to the Clintons. Obama, of course, but also the Clintons. They're on the same team. While he was vice president, Clinton was secretary of state. And, of course, she was fully involved in the Rockefeller Initiative. Leon Panetta was secretary of defense and also the head of the CIA. He was there in the White House during the Rockefeller Initiative. Of course, he is in the same administration. And, of course, the Clintons informed Obama about their interest in this subject and what their plans were. And the plan was that Hillary was going to disclose. I'm about 98% certain on that. One of the reasons that in the last year and a half of his administration, Obama suddenly asked Podesta to come in and be his advisor so they could sit around in the White House and talk about anything they wanted without any concern that their conversation. They never explained why Podesta was there. I'm pretty sure he was there to talk about the ET subject and how it was going to go. And Biden, again, he's VP. So they're part and parcel. So if Biden wins, I expect that hearings are going to be put together pretty quickly. The stage is set. The political chaos is over. And now you have a president who's connected to a person, Hillary Clinton, who, because of a lot of hard work that I did, was mentioned in 500 articles during her campaign connecting her and Podesta and her husband to the ET issue. 500. That wasn't enough. Apparently, because it didn't get brought into the debates. But the connection between the Clinton team and Obama to the ET issue is well established, and Biden is fully aware of it. And so he is in an excellent position to make a move. And if Biden were to do this, if he were to support new hearings and get the ball rolling, leading to disclosure, wouldn't take long, naturally, Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton and even Barack Obama would be brought into the picture. In other words, they would get to share the glory because of their past statements, their past actions, going all the way back to 1993, and they all win. And, of course, the Democratic Party wins. That's one of the greatest legacies of all time. It's win, 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 win. Who's left out? The GOP is left out. The GOP is out in the cold. The world is being told there's extraterrestrials, and there isn't a single Republican in the Senate or the House that could say, oh, yeah, I talked about that. Not that I'm aware of. It's so little, it's almost inconsequential. They will literally be on the outside looking in as the biggest event in human history goes down. So, Marco Rubio, up-and-coming GOP senator, very much an opportunist, I should say. He will do and say what he needs to do that serves his needs. And he can change course. Though he's not as, well, he's fairly obvious, but he's not as obnoxious as some other opportunists that I can mention. What does he do? He sees to it that something gets put into the Defense Intelligence Appropriation Bill 2020-2021. In other words, the appropriations are not going to be issued until the bill is passed, which will be later this year, probably maybe not even before the election. And it says that the Intelligence Committee will receive files from the CIA, I think, and I think it may have mentioned the government in general, the CIA, but whatever. In other words, he is basically asking for exactly what Lawrence Rockefeller wanted Clinton to get in 1993, the release of all the UFO files. Now, does that mean they're going to do it? I don't know. Would they actually release them all? I doubt it. But they wouldn't have to release much to get things really rolling. And so he puts that in there. And the beauty of it is that it states that they have 180 days to start bringing that material to the committee, which guarantees that if this goes down, it will be under the next president. So Rubio has just staked a claim into the ET issue ahead of time. It is a brilliant move on his part. I could say, well, why do something sooner, but I get it.
Just to put things in perspective, because we're going to break in a moment, Stephen, I don't think Rubio is up for re-election this year. I think he was re-elected in 2016. That's because he didn't make it as presidential candidate, so he decided to run for another term. So his term expires in 2022.
That's even better. I mean, yes. He can make this move with even less risk.
And if he's the disclosure senator, he succeeds. Say he succeeds. What he wants to do succeeds, and all sorts of great things happen, and the kind of disclosure you're hoping for happens, or anything close. He makes this effort. He's not regarded, and certainly he isn't already, because the stories have been on there. Even Fox News has run the story. The fact that he's trying to do something and nobody's showing him disrespect, nobody's attacking him. He gets in there, and any success he achieves, or even the effort, makes it look good for his reelection. No matter what happens now.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, it's okay. We'll break in 30. That's why I'm doing this. So we're going to get more into this because it's really fascinating, the political comings and goings here. And again, it may have nothing to do with what Marco Rubio personally believes about the subject. He may have latched on to something that he thinks has potential. You never know with politicians. I mean, if he is sincere, even better. Stephen Bassett joining us. UFO or UAP lobbyist? More to come with Gene and Randall. You're in
the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.